Niggas talk that shit, you know. But I'm really about it.
Yo, I wake up every morning with my eyes on the horizon. Roll up my ganja and hell to shoot for sell my problems. I'm a student of my OGs. I graduated while honors asked them. Took me in with no father, generation of bastards. The things I kept from my mother as she slept under covers. I'm out there reckless in public. My sister think that I'm bugging. Candace know that I'm better for it and happy I made it. Remember nights sitting on mommy porch getting happily faded. I'm just rambling gospels about my lyrical Bible. And I'm taking your Spotify. I don't think you deserve titles, cause they swimming up streams, nigga, they live like a salmon. DOE on his grizz, you see when a bed put his hands in. I'm so devilishly handsome, made in the image of God. And every question was answered, but they was giving me lies. Now I'm giving you truth, but it's up to you to decide if you gon' stick to your roots and bear all your fruit till you die.
Yeah. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Doe Dupes. I'm happy to return to the whole podcast atmosphere for the people with the IRS, the Intelligent Rebel Squad cast. Yes, yes, y'all. So, I've returned for a number of reasons. First of all, I really did enjoy making podcasts and talking with people and getting ideas out there and having good talks with people. So that was one of the reasons why I wanted to return. Another reason is I've been seeing a lot of media for some time now, since the last time I recorded an episode. And it's a lot of people weighing in on issues going on, specifically in Black America and inside the Black communities. And I feel that it's time now for people to be way more solution-based, which goes into my third reason as to why I return, is because of a podcast that has already taken the initiative to have and construct solution-based conversations, which is, of course, Hannibal Is at the Gate with my man Ali Shakur and Shaw Melody. Now, I advise everybody, if you fuck with IRS, you definitely gonna fuck with Hannibal Is at the Gate. So out the gate, I'm gonna shout them out and promote them, because they are dropping gem after gem over there. And it's very, very vital information, and I need everybody to go ahead over there and check them out after you hear this episode. So, this series that I'm calling the Solution Series is obviously about solutions we can start implementing inside the Black community and things that we can do to get to the level that everybody, no matter what their methods are, want to get to. Everybody want to get to the goal of Black liberation. Now, in that, there may be some misconstrued ideas and actions that we're going to go over and explain and talk about, because we do need to start refining and sharpening our direction and what we want our destiny to be. So that's where IRS comes in, and we're going to delve into all of that stuff. We're going to get into all of that good shit, because the time is now for us to make a change. So I'm not going to hold everybody up with the intro. Want to welcome everybody again back to the Intelligent Rebel Squadcast. It's about to be so fucking fire. It's going to turn up so many levels. So get ready. Roll up. Pack a bowl. Do what you do. And get ready for the Intelligent Rebel Squadcast.
With my destiny teaching me like a tutor, I'ma take you on this trip with me, baby. Don't let me lose you. And I'ma hip you to some shit that's gonna make you say hallelujah. This the holy time trinity, past, present, and future intertwined. With my destiny teaching me like a tutor, I'ma take you on this trip with me, baby. Don't let me lose you. And I'ma hip you to some shit that's gonna make you say hallelujah.
So, one of the first things that I wanted to talk about as far as solution goes in the Black community, which is a real hot topic, which is getting a lot of steam now, thanks to, you know, brilliant people like Dr. Boyce Watkins, Dr. Claude Anderson, and a bunch of other men and women who have been chiming in on Black economics and our spending power and the things that we do with our money. So one of the things that stuck out to me, and one of the first things that I learned about Black economics, is that our spending power is over $1 trillion a year. I think it's about $1.1 or $1.2 trillion altogether that we spend every 365 days in this country. And that was amazing to me, because when you think about how money is really the motivator and the mover and what goes on in this country, if you got money, you can pretty much do whatever the hell you want. And then I think about the state of Black America and the things that we're going through, poverty, crime rate, you know, all of the things that we have been in for decades now, and we want to change. And it's kind of, it's crazy to me that we spend this much money and we don't have all of the things that we would consider essentials. That there's so much poverty, but we spend so much money. And that makes absolutely no sense to me. So I begin to look further and to get a better understanding. And Dr. Boyce Watkins, again, he had dropped an infographic about Black spending and what we could buy with it. And then I think after that, or around the same time, he had dropped a video. I believe he actually has a boot camp going on. I'll have the link in the description so you guys can go there, because he's actually holding classes on group economics and what Black people can do. He's actually going to be, you know, doing things like starting Black businesses through workshops. And I hear it's a great program, so I definitely want to give y'all that information. But he had an infographic, and it detailed just, you know, in small detail about what Black people could buy with the money that we spend every year, with the $1 trillion. So I'm going to go ahead and read that to y'all and see, you know, if this sparks anything in y'all. According to Dr. Boyce Watkins, Black people could buy 1,000 NFL teams, buy 3,000 predominantly white universities, pay the operating costs of 1.4 million Black charter schools, pay Howard University tuition for 50 million young people. Now, that is a real special one for me, because there are only 45 million Black people in this country. Altogether, we could build 854,000 community centers. We could purchase NBC, CBS, ESPN, and still have $1 trillion left over. We could give $10,000 small business grants to over 100 million Black businesses. Trust me when I tell you, on doing a small business, $10,000 can go a long way, straight up. So, Black people, we have it. We have the power. We have all of the tools that we need. If we start pooling our resources together, we'll be able to get to that next level. There's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't have our own courthouses, our own police department, our own airports, our own airlines, our own shipping lines, our own banks, our own restaurants, our own supermarkets, our own farms. We have to start producing things, because the problem is we are only consumers to the system. We rely on the system totally for everything, for our food, our clothing, our shelter, our education, all of those things we don't produce on our own. And that's why it'll always be what you see out here when you go outside and you live in these major cities and you see the debris, you see the pollution, you see the police brutality, you see the crime, you see the unemployment, you see the poor education. All of those things are results of a system that was designed to never give a fuck about you, to be totally honest. But now, through our striving for excellence, we have now accumulated and have been accumulating this type of wealth for a while now. And we have gotten to the point to where we now can spend $1.1 trillion a year. So, what I think we should start doing is supporting Black businesses. So, a few reasons why. First of all, Black businesses are at an all-time high in America. So that means that we should have so many more Black businesses prospering in our communities if we are spending that much money. So start looking up Black businesses first. When you start looking at your disposable income and what you can spend outside of your responsibilities and stuff like that, let the majority, if not all, of your disposable income go to small Black businesses. Because the more you support small Black businesses, the more these small Black businesses can get larger and hire people. That's job creation. Because that's what you do when you spend your money with these other companies outside of your community. When you start patronizing those stores, all you're doing is adding to what their wealth is. So they're able to hire more people. They're able to order more supplies and order more inventory. They're able to thrive. And when we talk about how 98% of the black dollar leaves its community, I think after like 6 to 12 hours or something like that, it doesn't circulate at all in the black community. Our dollars need to stay in here. So that way, you don't have to travel across town 2 hours to go to work. I had to do that in my old job. I had to travel 2.5 hours to go to the suburbs and go to work. And I live in the city. I shouldn't have to do that. My block alone has an abandoned community center. It's a huge building. It's abandoned though. Then when you go to the main intersection in North Philly and Broad and Erie, you'll see a huge building. It's like a factory or something like that that's just not being used. Those two buildings alone could employ hundreds of people. And another things on my block are a movie theater that's boarded up, a whole dead ass movie theater, yo, and a laundromat. So it's like when we start looking at that, we have the money to fix these buildings up. We have the money to own property, own land. That's very important. Land acquisition and being able to own property in America means a lot for a few reasons. First of all, you have rights to that. Anything that's under the ground is yours. Anything that grows over the ground is yours and your responsibility. Not only that, when you get up in age or when you die, you can pass that land over to your children and they can own land. So when you buy land, build a house on top of it, your child no longer has to worry about where they can live once they become adults. They can inherit that house. A lot of the young people in my generation, we have inherited a lot of debt and we don't have parents, a lot of us, who own homes. They rent their entire life. So when it's time for us to go out into the world, we're left with less. We don't have as much as other people. We don't have security because our parents don't have a business that we can run and work and all of that stuff as we're coming up in age, learning how to run a business firsthand, things like that. So when we start owning more things, that's what the future will be able to benefit from. But currently, if we just start supporting our own and doing right by our own, our situation would, expand tremendously. We'll be able to do all of the things that we hate to see white people get away with. I saw a lot of people, comparing Dylan Roof, who shot all of those people at the church in Charleston, get Burger King or just get special treatment by the police force as opposed to a black man or a black woman who get their ass beat or get their ass shot up when they do something wrong. When we see that, that's because that system was put in place to protect him no matter what he did, and almost especially if he did it against black people or people of color. So he's protected by that system that hates us. So instead of fighting, demanding for acceptance or respect from a system, when we're 45 million strong, we should be able to look inward, primarily, initially, build ourselves up. So if some injustice shit like that happens, we can take control of the situation. Imagine for 1 second if we had our own court systems and our own judicial system, and we tried George Zimmerman and indicted and tried Darren Wilson. Do you think we would have allowed them to get away with those murders and those executions? I think not. But they were tried and processed through a system that was created to protect them. We have to start doing things for ourselves. And self-sufficiency is the key to liberation. And that's where we're at. And that's the mind state we are all encouraging each other to get on. Because that's where we stop this shit. If we have our own police department, there will be no need for these abusive, racist cops to come into our neighborhoods. Because we'll be taking care of these altercations and confrontations. We'll be the ones trying to put order into the community. If somebody from your community does something wrong, you should be able to call somebody in your community that goes directly to the dispatch and all of that same stuff and be able to take care of those situations. So if somebody gets robbed, God forbid, raped, shot, any of those things, we'll have people in our community who are licensed, certified people who can look after their community, who are trained, militant. They don't run off of emotion. They don't fly off the handle and abuse the people because they're in a position of power. They got to go through mental analysis and all of the proper channels to make sure that you can even be in a position to apply order and enforce order in the community, and we'll do the right thing. We can look at the fucked up shit that they did in their system to protect them and switch it and make sure that we protect ourselves. But we can't focus so much energy on the marching and the protest aspect. And I do want to clear that up on my position on Black Lives Matter, the protesting and all of that. Because I already know my tweets get a little wild and I want to clear some things up. I have nothing against the people who support Black Lives Matter, the people who actually give a shit about the community because of what that hashtag has done and brought them to a sense of awareness. I'm happy about that because in the wake of all of this, it did inspire a lot of people to get up off their ass and do something, or at least want to do something. So Black Lives Matter has done that for a lot of people. My beef is all of the dumb shit, all of the emotional shit, all the exploitive things that they're doing, how they fill everybody's timelines up with dead bodies and sad stories, how they're always at a fucking march, they're always at a fucking protest, they're always talking about police brutality, they literally don't talk about diet, group economics, they don't talk about community, they don't talk about anything other than abusive cops and abusive systems. One of these motherfuckers even had the nerve to compare this era of Black America to the Civil Rights Movement. That's how pompous these motherfuckers are. So it's not the people that support Black Lives Matter that I have really a problem with. Outside of people talking shit on the timeline, like, you know, regular people. They don't have a platform like that, even though they're being brainwashed by these motherfuckers. But my beef is with the D-Rays, the Sean Kings, and all of these motherfuckers, because those are the ones that's making the most. And they getting the most fucking props and the most fucking everything. Like, I saw a whole fucking Photoshop of D-Ray's face on a Malcolm X photo. Like, they going real far with this shit. They want to push the narrative like this is the 1960s and shit. And it's not. You niggas is not oppressed. So my frustration comes from those motherfuckers, the motherfuckers that's receiving millions of dollars from billionaires and shit and white liberals and all of this shit, the motherfuckers who are really only in it for their self and their own image. For real, I don't believe any of those motherfuckers is down for Black liberation. They wouldn't be able to even convince me because of the shit that they're doing. And how could you? How could you want Black liberation when you're making so much money and so much press off of Black death and Black brutality? That's exactly what you rake your shit in from. Because what the fuck have they done? Deadass, take all the emotion out of it. Take the tweets away. Take the whole fact that, oh, we're, you know, getting people aware and all of that. Fuck all of that. What have they done? What did they do in the communities? What have they done? That's what I want everybody to ask themselves. What have they done? Not what they said, not what they made you feel, not what they retweeted or whatever. What have they been doing? And if we can start working together, encouraging the community to have a pot, maybe invest in a small bank in the community so we can start putting more of our money in a Black-owned bank and put things to the side for the community that's strictly for the community. We'll have a savings thing where you donate or deposit money in, and it's strictly going to the community. And that's what we could do. These are the things that we could start implementing. Like, we would build with Black Lives Matter, we can start building a system around the resources that they get. So when we see the beef on a timeline, it's just through the apparent complacency of that movement that we just do not appreciate, because a lot more can be done than just protesting and marching. We can actually start doing things from an economic base to start solidifying prosperity in these impoverished communities. But we need to start doing that now, because now is the time we're all aware now. Everybody is awake. Anybody who doesn't know what's going on, because even these sleazy media outlets are getting dollars off of this. So they got Black man shot by a cop. They don't even give a shit to say the man's name or the woman's name. They just make sure that y'all know it was a Black man that was killed by a cop. That's all they need, because they know you're going to click their links. They know you're going to go to their websites. They know you're going to watch their channels. They're only doing this because they're getting money from it. Don't think that CNN and MSNBC have your best interests at heart and they want to inform you. That's not the truth. The media is there to lull you to sleep. And I don't care who takes the stand. I don't care who is behind the microphone. That is all to make you think and feel a certain way. It's all entertainment. It's all fake. You got to unlearn and deprogram from that type of programming, because that's all that is. It's programming. They're lying to you. There are a lot of things that are fucking up the black community. And yes, police brutality is one of them. Definitely one of them. And I'm not belittling that at all. We have to take care of that. But a way that we can take care of that is having our own police department. That eradicated almost fucking completely. And then if something were to go down, we got our own police department to fight for us. So if we see a cop coming in, abusing somebody, we have our own police department to defend us. We don't got to be out there anymore, because that's what they signed up for, to protect and serve us. That's what real policemen do. So that's what we're going to do. That's one of the solutions. And everything that we're talking about is solution-based. So with that movement, you have more than enough now. You got more than enough followers. You got more than enough money. Now it's time to start dispersing that shit into the community. Start hosting huge events. If you can get these many people over to a march, you should get these many people together. Start donating. Have one big day in these cities. Go to Baltimore. Go to New York. Come to Philly. Go to all of these cities and have everybody come out. Donate some money to buy some lots, to buy some land. It'll make a whole day of it. We can celebrate that we're going to start taking our community back and start buying land. I think that's a great idea that we should start implementing into the community. Just like every month, yo. Just like all throughout the summer. And anytime that we can do it indoors during the cold months, we just come together, yo, as a community. And we just start putting money in the pot. Have a good time. Everybody bring food. Perform. We do face painting. We do classes on group economics, on why you're donating. We can come together. I mean, sing songs. Do all the stuff that we love doing. And we don't got to do it in the street in the sense of trying to practice civil disobedience. We don't have to do that anymore. We have to start trusting each other. I think that we are focusing a lot of energy on fighting somebody instead of using that same energy, dropping our pride and loving each other. We so quick to fight next to each other and fight the system. And I appreciate that. But now we got to come lock arms, you know what I'm saying? Embrace each other and be like, yo, man, what's your dream? What do you want to do? All right, I'm down with that. What do you want to do? All right, I'm down with that. And start nurturing each other and encouraging each other, because that's where the real energy comes from. That's what sparks us wanting to own businesses and wanting us to own land. That's where it comes from. We need to start perpetuating a higher vibration in our thinking and in our living. And that goes into another episode that I'm going into as far as your diet, because we're going to touch into that. We're going to definitely, you know, dig into that. I'm going to have people up there to speak on it. You know, some people who have been living a life and can tell you the changes that it does in your vibrations and in your body, because we are electric beings. But I'm going to let them explain that to you in a more simple way, because they understand it better than I can. But as far as group economics, these are the things that I've been seeing, even with me owning a business. As you all know, or most of you know, that my lady and I have created lowlanddough.com. Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, lowlanddough. Go to, you know, our website and check us out. We provide natural and organic body care, personal care products. We also have gifts, fair trade gifts, that go to groups in Africa and South America to empower the people who create those gifts for us. And you know, purchasing those things helps, and it goes to those people. And we definitely encourage all types of peace and unity through our group and through being able to take care of your body and stop using those major commercial brands that have been putting toxins in your body since you were a baby. We're trying to reverse those things just through a more organic, natural way of life. And we are not taxing anybody for what we're doing. Our things are affordable, because even though we need money to keep the business afloat and get to the next level, it's really more about making sure the people have something that can replenish and refresh their body, as opposed to just taking from and poisoning you and it's dead, yo. Allowing those things to come into the community is dead. And I think that's where we come in as far as Lowland Dough. So go out there, and we appreciate every piece of support. As you know, my timeline personally, y'all have come out for me over and over again, week after week, and I appreciate y'all for real, 100%. Y'all didn't have to, y'all wanted to, and if you read their tweets and you read what they're saying on Instagram, if you read what they're saying on the website and all of that, you'll see that it is quality, that we not juxing the people. And if there's ever a problem, we always are on top of it and we're fixing it because we care. Because customer service, which segues into a great point, customer service is number one when it comes to business. Now, when we talk in group economics and black businesses, customer service, ladies and gentlemen, quality control and all of that stuff, that is the difference between people going to you and going to somebody else. And if you got a proper business structure, you got a nice moral code, a nice code of conduct in your business and how you behave and how you handle your customers and how you handle your products, that is why people return. That is why people love supporting you, because they feel like they're supporting something that supports them. But if you're talking to your customers any kind of way, if you're getting back at them at any time you feel like it, if you're not providing top quality services or goods, those are the reasons why you don't prosper. There are a lot of black businesses out there, but a lot of them fail within the first couple years, sometimes even a few months, because they don't stay on top of those types of things, because they're only out for the money. And yes, you know, acquiring money is dope. Everybody needs money. That's just facts of life. But it's not there for you to be distracted on why you have a business in the first place. If you have a business, you are trying to be a public servant in any way that you can, whether you're serving food, whether you're serving lotions or soaps, whether you're serving toys, whatever it is, you are trying to serve your community, and you should be the most adamant about what goes into your community as somebody who supplies them with things. So if there's something going on with your product and somebody brings it to your attention, you need to be the first one on it. Don't let people's opinion and their feedback, when they actually have been supporting you, go unnoticed. Take it all in, the good, the bad, everything. And you know, make sure that you have a rapport with your customer base. And being able to say that, yo, yeah, he fucks with me, he's nice, you know, they get me right every time. You want those types of reviews, because that word is why people can get big and people can do the things that makes them successful. So, customer service. Another thing that when it comes to group economics and black businesses and keeping our money in the black communities and all of that beautiful stuff is that we should start getting away from looking for hookups and discounts from the door. Now, let me explain. When a store or a business is having a sale, by all means, take advantage of the sale all day long. But you can't go into all of the corporate stores that you used to shopping at, all of your Walmarts and all of your McDonald's and all of that stuff. You can't go in there and be like, yo, let me get these two burgers for 75 cents. You can't do that. And the problem is that we can't do that there, but we'll try to do that with our neighbors or our friends or our families. You try to get a hookup because you know the owner, and that's not good business. You should be the first person to want to pay full price. That should be your only position, especially when your friends are already giving it or your family is already giving it at a reasonable price. There shouldn't be any need for you to want any more preferential treatment when it comes to this business, because you can't do that with anybody else. So take pride in wanting to help and support. So stop looking for hookups. For real. That shit is trife, yo. For real. That shit is fucking trife. Like, we gotta like let that shit go. For real. Another thing is support in any way possible. Even if you can't buy anything, promote it. Tell people about it. Congratulate the people. Just encourage them to keep going. Those things go so far when you're talking about business owners or people who create or people who try to manifest things in their life. Just encouragement in the black community is number one, yo. When we're talking about socially, when we're talking to each other, it should be more positive things being spoken. You know, instead of, you know, talking about how this nigga's a fuck boy or all of that other stuff, like, we should start talking about the things that we want to do and where we're at right now and how we're going to change that and how we're going to get to the next level. Those types of conversations breed a lot of good energy. It makes you want to keep trying. It makes you want to keep going. So start spreading more love. Start spreading more respect out to people. For real. We have everything that we need to prosper. Black people in America are literally the richest black people on the face of this earth compared to other continents and countries around this planet. There's not that many black people who spend $1.1 trillion a year. And with all of the things that's fucked up in our community, we aren't as oppressed as the news will make you believe or the things that's going on your timeline will make you believe. We have a lot of power. And the reason I start spreading this more than the system is this and the system is that is because once we learn the system, that's it. I believe black people have an inherent fuck you to the system because they don't understand it. And if we did understand it and started to use it for our advantage, it wouldn't be like that anymore. If we had our own systems to rely on, those things wouldn't be a problem. But there's no things right now in place to combat all of the bullshit that we face from this system. So the default feeling is, of course, fuck the system. And I'm with that. Don't get me fucked up. That I am with that. Because this system has poisoned us, has been trying to exterminate us in every way possible. And this is not just black people. Now, I will say black people are like damn near the most affected by this shit. But when we talk about our water supply and our air and all of the shit going on in this country, that's affecting everybody. And I want everybody to know that the system loves money more than it hates black people. They'll sell out any fucking body to get to the next level. It don't matter. So when we start looking at it as a system versus a people thing, even with your racial tension in there, if you want to keep that in there, I try not to. You know what I'm saying? I try not to acknowledge racism, not because it's not real or anything like that. It's because in my mind state, it doesn't fucking matter if somebody hates me for my skin color. Literally, it does not affect my life whatsoever. If somebody hates me, it's no different than somebody hating me because I wear fucking basketball shorts. It does not fucking matter. I'ma still wear basketball shorts. I'ma still be black, and that's just what it is. So a racist really is no concern of mine. Racism is no concern of mine. Same thing with white supremacy. Those things I'm no longer really fucking thinking about, because when you start talking about the unity, the respect, and the love that we have in our community, none of that shit can topple it. But we got to start practicing that shit more. So that's where I'm at with it. There's no need to focus so much on the problem no more. Like, how long has racism really been a problem? Think about it. So now that we know what we can do to reverse this shit, let's start working on that. Let's start getting to the solution. So group economics, yo, that could end poverty. That could dramatically decrease the crime rate. If we, in instances where we have our law firms and stuff like that, we can start appealing a lot more court cases and stuff like that, getting our men and women out of these jails, defense lawyers for people who are already, you know, in jail, waiting trial and all of that stuff. We can start rehabilitating our people, yo. That dude who made Classic Man. I don't know how to say his name. Is it Jadena? Is that how you say his name? Jadena? Him. That dude. It was a scene in his video that I respected when he came up and, you know, slid the cop the paper or whatever. And he took him into this community center where he taught him how to build shit, how to use, you know, martial arts and self-defense. Those are the things that I see for the community as well, to rehabilitate our youth and our young men and women, because they only commit crimes because that's what the fuck the norm is in the community. If it was normal to be fucking smart, or if it was praised and it was cool to be intelligent and be able to build a cell phone at the age of 12 and all of that stuff, and all of the genius things that we come from, if it was praised more in the community, that's what the kids would be doing. If people had jobs and had proper economic opportunities, they wouldn't have to rob. But think about it. In the hood, who you robbing? You robbing somebody just as poor as you. So, you hungry, so you take his food. He's hungry, so he takes his food. It never stops. But if everybody had a business, everybody had a job, we'd be good. We wouldn't need to steal from each other. So that's the thing. A lot of people are in this mind state that crime is just going to happen. That's a social conditioning that we've been in, that, yo, we just going to bump heads. Like, we just going to have black on black crime always. And that's not the truth. Are we going to have altercations and all of that shit, bullshit go down in the community? Yes, it's not going to go away 100%, but it will drop dramatically than what it is, because this is excessive. This is not just your everyday, yo, I had a problem with him, so we fought, or even if it got real, I stabbed him or something like that. But we dead ass killing each other, like shooting each other in the face over wild shit. And a lot of people, my people, get offended when we start bringing up, you know what I'm saying, the crime in our neighborhoods. Because I don't even like to use the term black on black crime, because that shit is so corny to me. You know what I'm saying? And we deflect because of police brutality. And I understand, yo. It's worse to see somebody that you know is in a position to get away with this shit, who is supposed to be out here protecting us and serving us, to see them be able to abuse and get away with it is fucking hurtful. I'm not discrediting that. But the same type of intensity that y'all have against police brutality, y'all gotta have that same type of energy towards the violence in the streets out here. Because that's we taking each other out faster than racist cops, yo. Or abusive cops. We are. It's the truth. And I'm not saying that shit to shame anybody. Like, to be totally fucking honest, my first take of this show was like mad. Like, I'm just screaming on the mic and all that shit. But I calmed my ass down and I really wanted to talk to my people for a minute, yo. So y'all could really see where I'm coming from. We don't have to do this violent shit out here. And a lot of the reasons that we do it is because niggas don't have nothing productive to do throughout the day. And they poor. So you giving somebody with mad idle time and no money, no type of opportunity around him, he gonna do some wild shit. So he gonna roll into your window and while you at work through 9 to 5 and all that shit. So he got all day to clear your crib out, not knowing that you one check away from being evicted yourself. Everybody thinking we getting over on each other, and all we doing is kicking each other down. Cause it don't work, it don't matter. Cause if you get caught running in that person's house, nigga, you going to jail and they still robbed. So they lost. Nobody wins. The shit that we doing to each other is out of control, and now we have to start controlling it. And we need our own police force. Yo, side note, just to get back to what I was saying to people as far as not being as oppressed as you believe, I dead ass Googled how to create your own police department. There's literally not one ever of black Americans that could have done that before us. And there's an entire PDF on how to create your own police department. Through and through, legally, everything. Getting your gun license, being able to be mentally evaluated, all of that stuff is in that PDF. And it was a simple fucking Google search. That's why I believe that black Americans are not as oppressed as we believe, because we have these things at our disposal, yo. Nobody was able to do that. The Black Panthers deadass had to just use strategy and do the things that they knew to do to protect their communities. We got the whole blueprint from us, from the same system that created every police department that you in. It comes from that same organization, that same entity that created all the police departments, guides and codes and all of that shit in America. I got the blueprint on how to do the same shit that they doing. And all I had to do was Google it. So we're going to need money for that. We're going to need to be able to start pooling our resources. If we want to end police brutality, this is how we do it. On both fronts, if we can really start fighting them, like on some real shit, not physically, but really start getting into the local government and start telling these councilmen and all of that stuff to start reforming the police department, all the while we're building our own police department, we can battle them on both fronts. We need to start doing things like this. Your local government, we definitely need to start digging into that. That's where the power is. That's where the voice is. If you start digging into these local governments and seeing how much it costs, from a documentary that I watched called 7 a.m., I believe that the entire local government of Ferguson, their entire campaign was maybe like $2,500 or $25,000 or something like that. Just like just thousands of dollars. That's it. It wasn't a whole bunch of $1 million donations or nothing like that from anybody. It was just being able to acquire that much and being able to run and win. You know, we start grooming our own people and our residents to become the politicians that we need. Instead of waiting for people to start running, we should be in our neighborhoods grooming them. So instead of voting for the lesser or two evils or whatever, we be doing the best of both goods. Like, well, this guy, he said he wants to do, you know, community outreach, and he wants to build a park and build community gardens and farms. And this guy wants to do some of the same things, but he wants to do it in a shorter amount of time or with, you know, more money coming from the people. We can decide who has the best interest. But as we keep letting these politicians that run our local government to be funded by people who don't give a fuck about us, and then get mad when they pull out their agenda and do the things on the behalf of the people that funded them, we're hustling backwards. We need to start taking control of our local governments. We need our aldermen, our city councils, and our senators, and our governors, and our mayors, and all of that shit. We need all of that shit to be for us, especially in cities like Philadelphia and Detroit, which are predominantly black. And understand that I mean people that are actually going to be for the people, because there was some more things that's a problem when we have black politicians and stuff, and we automatically assume that because they're black, they're going to have our interests at heart. And it really has to be people who are for the people, not just wanting to have an office or have to be out there in the public eye or whatever. Like, it's they're really dedicated to the communities and the people that put them in that position, and they're going to carry out the people's agenda through their office and through politics and stuff like that. And there's things that people in the community can do, you know, not even on a political base. Me personally, what I'm doing for the community is that I've started a program called CUTC, Clean Up the City. And what we do is every weekend from Friday through Sunday, from 9:30 to 1 p.m., and then once I get more people, it'll probably be even longer and even more days, we go and we clean up these city blocks out here, block by block. I'm getting as many people, as many supplies, and as many donations. The community, when I've been speaking to them, have been all for it. Even some of the doubters, after I had a conversation with them, they were starting to get with it. I've signed up, you know, a lot of people for footwork. I've got up with other organizations who have been doing these things. And I got up with this organization called Tioga United, who cleaned my block. And I helped them out doing that. And I had talked to the head woman there, Miss Sheila. Shout out to Miss Sheila. And she's going to help me get push brooms and gloves and rakes and all of that good stuff. She's going to donate those supplies to me on the days that I need them. So if we start using love and unity, you know what I'm saying, that's what we could do. I'm not just talking. You know what I mean? I'm really out here and I'm really networking. I'm doing all of the things that I'm telling y'all to do. And I'm going to give y'all a list of black businesses y'all can start supporting today. As soon as y'all start getting y'all disposable income, because they're actually trying to help. They're trying to give more knowledge of self out there to the people, you know, specifically our melanated, you know, black people. And that's where it's at. Black liberation. That's what we all want. It's no need for us to be having to go kicking and screaming. We could do this hands locked into each other and doing the things that we love to do and still be able to prosper, yo. I'm tired of seeing black entertainment being profited off of, that we don't have our own music industry where we can be making the billions of dollars, yo. Because the people who run those record labels and those execs, they're billionaires, yo. They good. And there's really no reason for us not to be up there running our own shit, being CEOs of our own industries, and being captains of our own industry. Like I was saying, the shipping, I want to be able to have direct import-export from all countries in Africa, so we can start liberating Africa. You know, I saw somewhere on YouTube where for $200 billion, we could pay off all of Africa continentally. We can pay off all of their debt to all of these other places, China and everybody else. We can pay off all of that, and we'll be able to show love to Africa and start sharing, importing, and exporting our resources to them and back and forth, and being able to strengthen our brothers and sisters over there. Because that's what's important. Africa is the most resourceful continent on this planet. It's the biggest continent. It has the most diverse set of human beings on the face of this earth. It is where life began. We owe it to our communities to get back with Africa and being able to get in tune where we come from. That's where life is, yo. To be able to love, respect, and unite through a greater cause for our future. We need to be able to have inheritance now. We can leave things to our kids, homes, businesses, money. So when they get up in age, they don't even have to worry about that stuff. Then we got life insurance plans and shit like that, to where when we pass away, they get $500,000 off top. Because that's how life is supposed to be. You're not supposed to inherit debt. Your ancestors are supposed to start from the bottom and work their way up, lay the foundation. And it's up to the future generations to work that. That's it. Even if your child doesn't want to stay in that business that you run, they should be knowledgeable enough to employ people that's going to keep the integrity and dignity of your business and keep things going, even if they want to be doing something else. And then they can build that and own that, and their kids can keep going. So now we got a whole family tree of different industries. We can do that. The possibilities are endless, but it starts with keeping our money in our communities. We can actually start putting these racist cops to jail, for real, for the time that we see fit as a community and as a system. We can fight it. We can, but it takes unity to do this stuff. I'm not going to lie. I'm under the, you know, belief that you can't save everybody. But everybody that's willing and trying to participate in this Black liberation thing and really trying to push things to the next level, if y'all are on your timeline screaming Black Lives Matter, that means you down for this. Everything that I'm saying here, if y'all saying Black Lives Matter and that's a huge movement, if y'all down, y'all should be down with this. In every city, in every state across this country, we should be down to do this. And if this can reach out to everybody, the people who run Black Lives Matter, everybody, because I'm trying to get everybody involved, because it's going to affect everybody. And we need to start doing this stuff now and start being self-sufficient. We need to start growing our own food, creating our own clothes, creating our own shelters, and all of this stuff. We got plenty of Black builders, Black farmers, Black fashion designers, and all of that. We don't have to support Nike. So Nike don't support us. But I can tell you, I know personally dudes who sketch sneakers all the time and them shits be looking fire. And they don't look like no Nikes or nothing like that. They just a fire ass kick. And we can start doing that shit. And we can start paying and buying our own sneakers. And we can start having our own industry and watch how the system starts to change around our dollar now. That's what I really want people to see. When we start taking our money out of the system, watch how the system change. Watch how the system really be trying to get and fuck with us now. They're going to try to really start getting with us and see, because we got these industries popping and we got factories back open and we not getting our clothes and shit from China. We just getting our cotton from Africa and being able to make our own clothes and do our own shit. And we employing our own people and we employing some white people, because when you own it, it don't matter who you employ. I definitely encourage you to start employing people in that community, but it's white people in that community too, I'm sure. So employ everybody from that community, enrich your community, and then watch how the system be like, damn, all right, we got to do what the fuck we need to do, because literally Black people are the number one consumers in America. That's a fact. Nobody buys shit more than Black people. So if we started doing that shit with each other, nigga, we not really even spending money. We just giving it to each other. Straight up, like if I own Lola and Doe, you give me money, boom. The money that we get, as long as we can re-up from that Black, you know, company and start getting all our supplies back, our disposable income, we're going to go to another Black business or another small business and support them. And they're going to do the same thing to make sure their inventory is good. It's just going to be a perpetuation of wealth. It's not going to go anywhere. It's going to stay in our community. Walmart will be lucky if they get some of our money. You see what I'm saying? Like, these are the things that I'm talking about. I'm not talking small shit. It's totally legal to do that shit. I don't know if people understand that. Like, you can have your own shit. It's not like you gotta rely on this system. It's a free country. As long as you're not breaking any fucking laws, you good. Everything is within the law. You straight, bro. Sis, we good. We don't have to rely on them. It's 45 million of us. And out of that, we are totally capable to become scientists, astrophysicists, psychiatrists, doctors, anything that we want to be. We don't need to rely on nobody, no outside forces, unless it's coming from Africa, because they have the most resources and we are the closest to them. We need to be connecting with them. So that's only right. And we're not going to be doing no raping shit. We're not going to take advantage of their resources and rape their land like these other people do. No, it's going to be fair trade, equal value. We don't have to deal in that. It's enough wealth to go around. You know what I'm saying? Out of 7 billion people on the planet, 45 million of us, we can eat. And then once we start eating, we can start helping people. And that's all it's about. Being able to support your fellow man and your fellow woman to make sure that we never, ever have to go through this shit again. I'll give you an example. When I was out here walking through the communities and all of that, and I was hollering at my niggas, and, you know, I hollered at my trap niggas. You know what I'm saying? I was out there on the block all day. And I asked them, like, yo, you want your son and your daughter to be out here trapping? And everybody was like, hell no. So that should automatically let you know that we are tired of this shit. You know what I'm saying? If these dudes that be on the corner all day actually had something that they could do, they wouldn't be out there. We need to start employing our own people. But the more and more we got to rely on these corporations to hire us and all of that, we always going to be at the mercy of these people. We always going to be getting shot and killed in the middle of the street by this system and have literally nobody care but us. So the time is now to be able to band together, put these resources together so we can end these high-ass unemployment rates for our young men and women. There are things that we can do now in 2015 that we no longer have to make excuses for. Straight up and down, if we were to behave like we're supposed to behave, we'll be good. We will no longer have to march. And then when we do, it'll be a parade. That's what I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting for us to just have a dope-ass parade. If we want to march, why not make it beautiful? Let's have parades and have events where black businesses come together and they all just start vending. We have a national conference of black businesses where we all come together and just like merchants and be able to support each other and have and start practicing group economics, because we need a financial base so we can start getting our politicians. We can start building our court systems. Then we can start building our school systems. All of that is very important. Like how many more years? How many more generations of black children going to learn about Christopher Columbus and don't know about the Moors who civilized Europe? They don't know about Mansa Musa, who was still the richest man in the world to date. All of these great African history stories that they don't know. The only African history that they have is slavery. If you ask a black child what black people were doing before slavery, they won't really be able to answer. I want to send my child to a school where they learn that, because Jewish kids, they go to Jewish schools and they learn about Jewish history and they learn about where they come from as a people. The same thing with the Asian community out here. I brought those two up because me and Lola, we were driving one day. We were going to, I forgot where we were going. I think it was a bookstore, and we drove through the Korean side of town. The Korean side of town had their own church, had their own businesses, had their own schools, had their own banks. They even had an immigration service. You name it. They had it right there in their own community. Everybody is employed by, you know, the people in their community, like how it's supposed to be. We kept driving. We went into the Jewish community, and the Jewish community has the same type of setups. So when you look at your black neighborhood and you see these boarded up homes and businesses and stuff like that, just understand that that's not how it's supposed to be. That's not how it's supposed to look. Living in slums, living in the ghetto, living in harsh conditions is not normal. It's not okay. And you should want more than anything at this point in your life in this state of America to change that shit. That should be one of your top priorities. Because I know when we start talking on an individual basis, it's a lot of parents out here who feel like they don't have the time or don't have the money to do these things. And the numbers show that that's not true entirely. Whatever you can give, whatever you can put to the side. I give you an example. I got paid. I bought everything that I was going to buy or pay for what I needed to pay for. And now all the change, I got me and my lady, we got a 5-gallon jug and we throw all our change in there. All of our loose change, our singles, and all of that stuff that we can throw in there, we throw it in there. Because that's going to add up. Not only that, me and her are putting money to the side every check to save, to buy land, and to, you know, move forward. So these are the things that you could start doing. You know what I'm saying? Another thing that we could start doing is actually having block captains and stuff like that, where people can bring their issues up to on a community level. Like, yo, pick the garbage up outside, loud music. You know, those community problems that we can get fixed. If we can have somebody that will be able to mediate those types of differences that we have in the community, that'll also take it a step further for unity. If we can have our neighbors start inviting each other over for dinner. You offer dinner, you bring something, it's like a potluck, and everybody get together, get to know each other. So now we're not living and surrounded by a bunch of strangers. So now it's harder for you to rob somebody. You wouldn't do them dirty. So the more people that start to interact with each other and start to unify, it'll be less disrespect going on in the community. And that goes for a lot of pre-existing beef that's going on in the community as well. It's got to come to a time where we squash all of this beef, all of this petty shit, all of these petty differences that we shooting and fighting and beefing with each other over. We need to start deading those issues. Whether we just come to some common ground, whether you got to, you know, keep your distance from each other or whatever it is. You got to come to a mutual understanding so we can stop taking each other out, especially at these rates. I advise everybody to get like a cork board and put it in a living room and start posting up community activities that you see about. You know what I'm saying? Put them on your wall. Try to attend a lot of them, fundraisers and stuff like that. And you go and meet the people who run the situation or run the event and see what they're trying to do for the community and whether or not you should donate. And you can use your discernment that way. There are many things that you can do to get active in your community. Anybody out there, you know, across the country who want to have a CUTC out there, you could contact me, you know what I'm saying, DMs, email me. We can get to it and we can actually get one of those organizations popping in your city. And I can see if I could help you in any way, because one of the things that I did, I went through the local government and got a loan for supplies and stuff like that. So I got a bunch of rakes, a bunch of shovels, a bunch of brooms, gloves, garbage bags and stuff like that. And you can just fill, all I had to do was fill out a form and get it to them. And another thing that I did, like I said, was get up with another organization who already had those types of tools. So once you start putting the groundwork in, you'll see that it's way easier than you ever thought. The hardest part is really just starting and getting going and putting, you know what I'm saying, your foot to the fucking pavement and getting it done. And anybody who was on the same wave as I am, matter of fact, speaking of people that's on the same wave as I am, shout out to my nigga Phil on Detroit holding it down for CUTC Detroit. He just emailed me this fire ass logo that they got going on, how he getting up with another organization out there in Detroit and they gonna be doing a cleanup. So Detroit, I know you listening, yo. Get with my man Phil, yo. For real. His at name is at Phil Cosby. For real. I'm pretty sure y'all done seen him on your timeline. It ain't like he got a small amount of followers. So y'all know, get with Phil Cosby because he definitely working out there to get the community cleaned up. And then we got more works as far as me and him go. And the only thing that's really stopping us is right now is just the distance. So once we get everything hashed out and all of that, we're going to be taking and making major moves. So shout out to my nigga Phil, man. For real. Salute, bro. Because that's what we doing, yo. That's all that we doing out here. Reclaiming where we live and start establishing and cultivating and perpetuating wealth in the community and doing all of the righteous shit for our people. Share this episode, because you never know what a spark in somebody. And that's why I promoted Hannibal Is at the Gate so heavy, is because they inspired me to bring this podcast back so I could start spreading some knowledge and some gems. You know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely going to try and shoot my shot to get Ali and Shaw Melody up here, you know what I'm saying, the guest star on the episode, because I definitely need their wisdom and all of their knowledge because they dropping it. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all listening and supporting your boy. This is a return of the Intelligent Rebel Squadcast. I did this one solo just because I had a lot to, you know, to get out there as far as group economics. Anybody want to chop it up about the certain things that I'm talking about, we can definitely do a group economics part two, because there's a lot going into group economics, because we didn't even get into like the whole stocks and bonds and, you know, being able to invest in other black businesses and all of that. But I need, you know, a dope ass, you know, financially literate investor or something like that to get people up to date and how to dominate the stock exchange as well, because we need to get into that. We need to start looking at everything that the system is using to prosper and use it for our advantage. So that's what the solution series is really about, using the system to our advantage, learning the system. So, you know, I got some people in mind who have knowledge of the law. So I'm going to have a law episode. I got some people who are more financially literate than I am. So I'm going to have another group economics episode. Going to have people who know about the human mind and how the psyche works. So we're going to have those personal issues. We're going to be able to mend those types of beefs in the community. Definitely, definitely going to have people up here to talk about diet, yo. Straight up and down. I'm not the healthiest nigga, and I'm definitely not the skinniest nigga. If anybody know me, they know I'm a fat motherfucker. But our eating habits are killing us more than anything. A lot of our deaths are coming from, you know, sugar and just dietary and just health problems through bad diet and stuff like that. So I'm going to have Shaw Melody up here to talk to us about diet and, you know, how to, you know, have a more plant-based lifestyle and all of that. So we got a lot more gems on the way. Thank y'all motherfuckers for listening. And without further ado, we're going to get into these businesses that y'all need to be supporting. Make sure that y'all tell them Doe sent you. It's not like I'm going to give y'all a fucking discount because y'all mentioned my name. But it'd be dope to let them know that, you know, Doe got they back and Doe wants them to prosper. So let them know that Doe, you know, referred y'all to them because they are great businesses. So, yeah. LolandDoe.com, of course. Heal Thyself 360.com. MeNaturals.net. FinesseHaven.com. Sharby.com. BlackSeedDiet.com. HannibalIsAtTheGate.com. DHealthStore.com. RavineJewelryCo.com. DJBleak.com. BlackBottomArchives.com. And AfroTribeShop.com. I'm going to have all of these links and stuff in the description, so don't trip. It's going to be dope. But yeah, man, y'all make sure I'm going to have more businesses. Like every episode, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to dedicate an end of each episode with black businesses and small businesses that y'all need to be supporting to keep y'all dollars in y'all community. When y'all get paid, one or all of them, yo. For real. Support us. Support the people that support the community, because we really out here. Thank y'all for listening. Y'all have been a fucking joy, and everything has been lit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go roll up a doobie. It's almost 4:20. I'm going to go roll up a doob. I'm going to relax. I'm going to reflect. I'm going to edit this shit, and I'm going to have it out to the people on, well, this Friday. Well, it won't matter. I'm talking to myself at this point. So y'all be cool. Squad.